It's the voice of truth. Can I have it on the iPad? I guess I can just use my mic right there. Yes, just put it there for me, please. Thank you. You know, whose voice are you listening to? There's a lot of voices that are speaking. There are a lot of voices that are speaking. You know? But I like this song. It says, oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in. Onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hands, but the waves are calling out my name, and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. Waves that keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Whose voice are you really? Whose voice? Whose voice are you willing to listen to, guys? There are tons of people that are discouraged out there. Tons of people that are just dying of anxiety and fear. You know, I don't know. I was thinking about this and God speaking to me starting Tuesday, you know. The voice of truth. And the second verse goes like this. It says, oh, what I would do to have kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling in a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armors, wishing they would have the strength to stand. But the giant calling out my name, and they laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I died before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. But the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. But the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to you, you must choose to listen to the voice of truth. And the voice of truth tell me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth say, what you're going through is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling, oh, oh, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen. Yeah. What voice? This morning, what is your choice? I'm going to tell you what my choice is. You know, so you can make this song your theme song for this week. Find it on iTunes or whatever your source might be. Thank you, Axie. But yeah, you know, whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice? I tell you, such a peace I'm experiencing right now. I have such a peace. Not because I don't have problems. Not because I don't have worries. Each of us here has something that's bothering us. Each of us here has something that's weighing on our shoulders. Each of us here, and it doesn't matter. I mean, even kids. I mean, young kids are killing themselves. Can you imagine? 17 years old, 18 years old are killing themselves because they are hopeless and their parents feel helpless. So everybody in this world right now, this morning, people that are watching, we are facing something. Life is not easy. Can you imagine? I mean, some of those actors, they've got billions of dollars. They've got all the cars, all the money some of us imagine of having that would bring us happiness. They can travel the world back with no worries. Some of them even have their private jets. But still, they kill themselves. Still, they don't have peace. Still, they're taking drugs to fall asleep. Oh my goodness. Out of all the voices calling, speaking out there, I will choose, as for me and my house, as for me and my wife, hey, hey, yeah. As for me, as long as my children are under my wings, we will choose to believe the voice of truth. I tell you, man, I'm like, okay, God, I wasn't planning on preaching this week because I was going to be in Georgia. But then Tuesday, this song is a song, it's an old song, right? They said, what, 2003? Written by Casting Crown. There's a lot of people that are being condemned. A lot of people are being bombarded left and right. Who are you allowing to speak in your life? Who are you allowing to tell you the truth? Now, first of all, you need to understand that Satan has no truth in him. Satan never tells a truth. Satan is the father of lies. And Satan never gives anything for free. Jesus gives life, not only life, but he gives it in plenty. Jesus Christ. I love Yeshua. I'm in love with Yeshua. I'm in love with the Messiah. I love Jesus. Jesus is not religion. Jesus is that relationship you have with him and gives your kingdom perspective now more than ever. More than ever, we all need a kingdom perspective on this world. You have to have a kingdom perspective on your relationship with your children. Mm-hmm. You got to have a kingdom perspective with your relationship in your neighborhood. You have to have a kingdom perspective on life. Remember that book? It's a good book. And I think you ladies did that last week in your cell, The Battlefield of the Mind, written by Joyce Myers. The Battlefield of the Mind. The moment Satan can get access in your brain, in your mind, to speak his lies,
And the moment you start believing your lie, those lies, I tell you, he's done. His fight is done. If only Satan can get people to realize God will never forgive me, they'll never come to God. Because up here, they realize they're messed up. They don't have access. They don't have to come. God won't accept them. That God won't forgive them. Jesus won't love them. You know, there's a story I read on the internet. It's a good story. It's a man that decided that his wife was getting hard up at hearing. So he called her doctor because you know how it is. It's tough when some of you don't have your hearing aid. Some of you know what I'm talking about, but some of us haven't experienced that. But, you know, I find out it's a very tough place to be. And when people are talking and you see their mouth, but then you don't hear. Or you got to get closer to hear. So then he called her doctor. And the doctor says, well, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm so booked. I can't see you. I can't see her until, 2 months down the road. But at the meantime, the doctor, this is what you can say. This is what you can do to check her hearing. So he said, just stand 40 feet away from her and start talking. Start talking to her. And then if that doesn't work, get closer. 20 or 30 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet. And eventually get really face to face to her, see if she's really, how bad her hearing is going. So one day the guy decided, I'm going to try it. So the wife is at the kitchen cooking, making something, whatever. And then he walked in the house. He's like 40 feet across the house. And he's like, honey, what's for dinner? No response. So he moved a little closer, about 30 feet. He's like, honey, what's for dinner? No response. 10 feet, honey, what's for dinner? And then finally he's like, man, she's really deaf. Oh, man. So I got to live with her for 2 more months like this until we go to the doctors. And then finally he got very close to her saying, honey, what's for dinner? And then she replied, 5 pulled you chicken. So the problem is, it's not her. The problem wasn't her. And I know when I read that, I'm like, man, what an awesome analogy for what I want to share with you. Because so many times, especially nowadays, people want to hear the voice of the Lord. They want to hear the voice of truth. But the problem is, it's not that the voice is not speaking. The problem is our hearing are clogged up. We cannot hear. And then, of course, we think, like the guy, his wife is deaf. When in reality, so guys, let's learn something here. Before you accuse your wife's hearing, go check your hearing. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have selective hearings. We want to hear, even nowadays with the political situation in our country. We want to hear what we want to hear. We want to believe what we want to believe. We hear what we want to hear. And we act as if we are listening, but really our attention is not. And I've learned that from my wife. If most of you guys are like me, I can only run one program at a time. So if I'm doing something on the computer or I'm working with my hand and she's giving me vital information, I hear her voice over there saying, but then I'm not listening. And then Mark Gunger said, most men's got the defense mechanism by saying, You know? Because when we say, uh-huh, it kind of sends her a message that we're listening, but not really. It's just we hear her voice over there. But we're not getting the message. I believe God wants to speak to us. I believe the voice of truth wants to speak truth in life to each one of us. You know, there's a passage in James chapter, actually in, John chapter, open your Bibles in John chapter 10. Let's open the Bibles. John chapter 10, verse 22nd. John, thank you, Father, for your word today, Lord God. Your word is life. Thank you, Lord. John 10, let's read verse 11. Start with verse 11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will leave the sheep because they aren't his and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolves attack them. Verse 14 says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. I know my own sheep and they know me. And verse 16 says, I have other sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in the sheepfold. I must bring them also. And they will, underline this in your Bible, they will listen to my voice. You guys, this already. They will listen to my voice. I told you guys this already. It's been over a year. I talk to you almost every Sunday. I mean, you almost kind of know my sayings now. Why? Because I am your shepherd. I'm your little shepherd. I talk in your life. When I sent you a message, you don't know what's going on, but you know the title is always Message from Pastor Ricardo. And the first phrase that's going to be in that message is what? Kingdom greetings. You know my voice. Now you can hear me on TV, don't see my face, and you're going to be like, yep, that's Ricardo. You hear me on the phone, yep, that's Ricardo. Nobody has his accent, nobody else. You know? You know my voice. Jesus says here, my sheep will listen. Why? Because they will listen to my voice and they will know my voice. Now, there's another verse here, verse 22, the same chapter. Verse 22 says, it was now, give them eternal life. Verse 25, Jesus replied, I have already told you and you don't believe me. The proof is that what I do in the name of my Father, but you don't believe me because you are not part of my flock. My sheep, verse 27, underline this verse in your Bible. It says, my sheep knows my voice. Whose voice are you listening to? The media, Facebook watch, the radio, your friend, Republicans, Democrats, neutral. Whose voice are you listening to, my brothers and sisters? Whose voice? I choose to listen to the voice of truth. I choose to listen to the voice of righteousness. I choose to listen to the voice of justice. That's what I choose. What is your choice this morning? You know, there is another good story in the Bible. It's a story of Jairus. In Matthew chapter 9, but don't open it because we won't have time, but read it. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 to 26. It's a really great story. Matthew, I won't read the whole thing. Matthew 9, 18 or Luke 8, 41. Luke 8, 41. Just great story. Because many of us can relate to that story. The story, what is it? It's verse 41. Jesus heal in response of faith. Jesus was going somewhere, and the Bible says, verse 41, on the other side of the lake, a crowd received Jesus with open arms because they had been waiting for him. And now, verse 41 says, a man named Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, came and fell down at Jesus' feet, begging him to come with him. Now, understand the story right there. Jairus came to Jesus because he was desperate. And all of us, I know how it is, we all have children. If you haven't, and you're compassionate, you know what I'm talking about, when someone in your family is sick. Sick to the point where you think that person might die. That's not a good feeling. I've been there. That's a terrible sensation. You have, I mean, unless you've been there, you can't explain it to somebody else. Jairus is going through the same feeling right there. But then he heard. Remember what it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says, faith comes from what? Hearing. Whose voice are you listening to? Because there are certain voices that will be speaking in your life that would quench your faith. There are voices nowadays, if you keep listening to them, it will quench your hope. That's why people are hopeless. That's why people kill themselves. Because they realize, man, there's no hope. They realize, man, I'm done. But Jairus came for Jesus, and he told Jesus his only child was dying, and she was 12. Jairus came. When he came, I tell you, Jairus came panicking. He came in faith, but he also was in panic. Because, I mean, he came in fine. I mean, can you imagine Jairus? When the moment he find, I mean, we can assume he looked for Jesus for at least 2 hours. You know, have you seen Jesus? Have you? And finally somebody told Jairus, yeah, Jesus is on the other side of the river. And then he got a boat and somehow made it over there. And when he saw Jesus, he said, hey, Lord, Master, my child is sick. Could you please come with me? Could you please? Can you see Jairus' face? Could you please come with me and heal her? And what did Jesus said? Let's go. Right there, there's hope. Because the king, the healer, the guy he believed that can save him is going with him. But then there is a problem. What the problem is? What is the problem? As Jesus went with him, he was surrounded by crowds. Distractions. Tons of people wanted to pull Jesus left and right. Tons of people wanted Jesus' attention. I mean, can you imagine Jairus right now? Can you imagine him? I mean, I got him. Yes, I got him. There's hope. My daughter's not going to die anymore. And all of a sudden, Jesus is going with him. But then Jesus is getting distracted. Everybody else wants a piece of this healer, of the Messiah. And there's another story in this story. We're not going to go there. It's the story of that lady with the blood for 12 years. You know that story. We're not going to go there. But can you imagine? She touched the Lord. Her faith healed her. Right there, there's a big distraction. Come on, Jesus, stop. And Jesus wasn't in a hurry because he is the master of life. He already knew the daughter is not going to die. But Jairus doesn't know that. Jairus doesn't know the outcome. Jairus right now is living, her circumstance is, my daughter is dying and I need the Savior at my home right now. But Jesus stopped. Not only people are touching him, but he stopped. Who touched me? Man, Jairus. I mean, right now he's getting frustrated. Come on, Lord. Come on, God. Jesus, let's go. And you know the rest of the story. While Jesus is conversing with the woman, a voice whispered to Jairus. He said, Buddy, don't bother the master. Your daughter is dead. A voice spoke. And that voice spoke of Jairus' reality, because at that time, that person's... Because really, his daughter died. Can you imagine the devastation? The disappointment? Whose voice are you willing to speak of, to listen? You see, when you're in faith, when you are in faith, even your reality, you don't react according to your reality. Because Jairus' daughter died. He didn't know that. The message was sent to him. But then look what Jesus said. Jesus said, Don't be afraid. Verse 49. While he was still speaking to her, a messenger arrived from Jairus' home with this message. Your little girl's dead. Oh my goodness, what a message. How blunt. There's no use troubling the teacher now. There's no hope, man. Come on. The girl's done. But Jesus, don't be afraid. Just trust me. She will be all right. I will choose to listen and believe the voice. Even if there's death in your circumstance, if you believe. And now I'm talking to your faith. I'm talking to your spirit. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it is completely impossible to please God. Therefore, let all those who approach God knows, first of all, he exists. Second of all, he is the rewarder for those who earnestly seek him. You see, you remember the story I told you with the man. He thought his wife was having hearing problems, but really, he was deaf. I tell you, my prayer for you today, for all of us, is that God will open our ears, our understanding, so when he speaks, we can hear and identify with his voice. Every day, you and I hear lots of diverse voices. So many discordant, so many unhelpful voices. I mean, I tell you, there are voices, me in my life, I shut up. There are sources that are speaking in my life, I turn them off. There are even people that I don't talk to. Let me tell you this again. There are even people in my own family. I'm not their enemies, but it's just like they're just a bad voice in my life. So we talk about the weather. Hey, how you doing? Good. Awesome. I'm ready to go. Because right now, that's not what I need to hear. Whose voice are you listening to? And how do you discern what voice to listen to? Which voice to follow? There are a lot of voices out there. They're telling you who you are. Some of the voices telling us what we should look like. Some of the voices tells you where you should live, what you should wear, and what you should be. For a young teenager, now for young kids, for you guys and my children, or young teenager out there, you definitely, we all need Jesus, but I tell you, man, we pray for you, but you need that personal revelation and that personal relationship with Jesus Christ to know his voice. Because if you don't know his voice, the world's voice will shape your character. That's why people are seeking approbation. They want to hear what other people know of them. Their voice telling us to do this, do that, don't do this, do that, don't do that. There are voices telling people, you're too fat, you're too skinny. You know, you're too bald. All right, sorry then. I'm right behind you, brother, don't worry. There's one guy that told me, he's like, Pastor, why are you bothered? You know, just shave it. I was like, not yet. Yeah. Well, whose voice are you listening to? Your friends? Your wives? And I tell you, let me tell you this. Thank God if you have a partner in marriage that has the fear of the Lord. Thank God if you have a wife that is wise in the Lord, that will tell you things that are in line with the kingdom. Thank God if you have a husband that understands kingdom. But I tell you, if you have a husband or a wife that doesn't understand kingdom, I'm not saying don't listen to them, because you need to be wise in the way you live with your unbelieving spouse. Don't throw away everything they say. But make sure they don't stop you from being on fire for Jesus. Respect them. Honor their wish. Let me ask you this. This is a little personal. Do we listen to the voice of Fox News? MSNBC? ABC? You know, whose voice are you listening to? What's describing your reality? Listen, guys, I just came here to share what I'm learning. And I am experiencing such peace. Because when you look at the reality of our world, it is so easy to be in anxiety panic. It is so easy when I look how people are suffering, when I look how people are losing their jobs, some people they're losing their jobs, but you know, there are people that in their whole lifetime never had a job. You're like, man, those people, they're like just getting old, doing nothing. Who is telling you the truth? Your candidate? Your senator? Your governor? Who? Who would that be? But I think today our essential question would be, like I started, whose voice are you listening to? Don't be like Jairus. Or I'd say, maybe be like him. Listen to the voices that's telling you your situation, there's no hope. Yes, you can listen to that. But would you give the voice of the Lord a chance this morning? Would you listen to the voice of Christ telling you, I am for you? What is Jesus saying to each one of us here? No matter what our political situation is, our political view, no matter what the church looks like, he's for us. I tell you, when you come here, don't come here discouraged. If you're discouraged, find courage in him. I tell you, I mean, you can come discouraged, but the moment you enter these doors, I pray every time I come here. I say, God, this is your house. This is a place for restoration. This is a place for joy. This is a place for solution. This is a place so we can come to the altar. The church is not a growing number of people. I mean, I tell you, nowadays people don't want Christ. They don't want Jesus. Thank God if you want it. Thank God if you want the light. People don't want the real deal. So I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure that I have and I keep the real deal. That's what I want. I want to make sure I keep it. I keep it. Kill it. I keep it. That's what I want to do. I want to make sure that I keep it. I'm holding it close. Because we live in hard times. You know, when you come to church, what do you hear? Do you hear the voice of truth? More than ever, I encourage you, continue to encourage you to fall in love with your word, with the word of God. Fall in love with the Bible. We need our phones. We need our tablets. But I tell you, you cannot survive without the word of God. You won't make it. And there's nothing else beside truth to keep you going on a daily basis. In here. What do you hear from your loved one? I talk about that. From your families, what do you hear? What voice do you hear? What voice are you following? You know, listen to what it says in John chapter 14, verse 27. The Passion Translation is amazing. It says, Jesus says, I leave you the gift of peace. Would you receive peace this morning? Oh, I receive peace. Receive peace right now. Oh, yakasharabandal. Receive peace. Receive peace. It says, I live with you the gift of peace. And Jesus says, my peace. My peace. Receive peace in your souls. Receive peace knowing that I am a son of God. I am a child of God. My God is for me. That's why, man, that's why I dwell in that song. You are my God. Oh, 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 oh. You are my God, because my God has the best interests at heart for me. I tell you, one of the most exciting person on the planet should be a child of God. One of the most exciting person on this earth right now in America. God is doing amazing things through his church. That's why I check it out. Check what God's doing online. Check what God's doing in the nations. What God's doing in Haiti, other nations. I leave you the gift of peace. I love receiving gifts, and I know it's the same for all of you. I love giving gifts too, but some of us love receiving it more than giving it. I'm not going to tell you which category I'm at, but I do love receiving gifts. Especially a good gift. You know, you're like, man, yeah, this, I can use that. Jesus gives us the ultimate peace. Peace that money can't buy. Peace fame can't buy. He said, I give you my peace. I give you the gift of peace, my peace. Not the kind of fragile peace gives by the world. The world gives a fragile peace. Oh, man, I don't want that peace. That's not the peace I want. He gives me peace in my relationship, in my marriage. Gives me peace with my children. Gives me peace with my siblings. That's the thing. We're not called to change people. If we were to change people, I mean, of course, we already know we can't. Because you failed with yourself. Because first of all, you would try to change you first, right? I would change me. Bing. No. That's why I come, I yield myself to Christ, I follow him, I understand his way, whether I do or not, but I accept his way. But my perfect peace. Oh man, I love the rest of the verse. It says, don't yield to fear. And when you are getting off the interstate, I tell you sometimes, and most of the times, you better yield. Don't think you can quick make it. That's why the yield sign says yield. Make sure it's safe. Jesus is telling us, you and I this morning, don't yield. I'll invite the worship team to come up. It says don't yield to fear and trouble in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. I don't know, maybe we can do this song again. We can do the voice of truth. You know?